This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:45. Bryn is playing the role of Vinny today because Vinny has been evacuated. I just got a text from him a minute ago. He's driving his mom back down south. So they've got a busy, crazy weekend ahead of them, and they've had a couple crazy days already. So we'll catch up with him on Monday. He's hoping to be back on Monday. Obviously, no pressure from us. The guy's dealing. But he does have some great stories. Really weird crazy thing happened yesterday morning. Mm-hmm. I know. So I can't wait for him to tell people. People are going to lose their minds when they hear this. It's like the most, like, how could this also be happening?
It just like piles on. It's like when it rains, it pours, right?
It's incredible. This whole year is a total S storm. Anyway, let's do the news. Here we go. Here's Bryn playing Vinny.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, people? This Alice Report is brought to you by... Hey, John. This Alice Report is brought to you by the National First Responders Virtual Stair Climb. This year, we're teaming up to do a virtual stair climb to raise money for our first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries in the San Francisco First Responder Stair Climb. This year, we're going virtual, but just because you can't meet up and climb in person doesn't mean we can't raise funds for first responders. Anyone can climb, step, swim, or run from anywhere. Complete the challenge from September 11th to October 11th, 2020. Go to radioalice.com/sfstairclimb to find out more information or to make a donation.
Hit the big donate button.
There's an easy donate button there to locate, and it's a very easy way to help your first responders without having to sweat, you know.
Yeah. And listen, they are busy helping us right now. There's fires everywhere.
This is a very important time to acknowledge them and show them your appreciation. All right. On to some lighter news here. We have the hangover cure that I was telling you guys that supposedly actually works. There's a group of researchers in Finland that just wrapped a study on potential cure for hangovers, and they say they found one that really gets the job done.
It's amino acid.
Well, I think that'd probably be the... But that's not... You're not...
That's not a cure.
It doesn't make sense because it's not a cure for
it's
hangover.
Prevention.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, it's prevention.
Okay, now I understand the difference. Okay, thanks.
Who is that talking, by the way? Stop talking.
It's Chloe.
Go ahead, Bryn.
Back to you, Bryn.
It's an amino acid called L-cysteine.
L-cysteine?
And they found... you tell me. C-Y-S-T-E-I-N-E.
Sure.
L with an L in front of it. L-cysteine.
I thought it was like the Sistine Chapel, but it's not. L-cysteine. Okay.
And they found it when people use it after they drank heavily, of course, it helped
where you
get rid
it?
Of their headaches. So right now they say you can find it at most of the vitamin and supplement stores. And so I'm sure it's online. This report comes from Bloomberg. So... you know what? I haven't really tried looking it up. Maybe we can do some research.
Yeah, maybe we
research
should try
department.
This out. Like,
oh, research okay, department. It's busy with our engineering department.
And doing the news. And, you know, apparently looking up recipes online. Yeah, this is a job I'm willing to take on. I will, for you, get drunk and... try this out.
I'll give it a
shot. Do I have to take it in the morning when I'm not feeling good, or do I take it before I go to bed to prevent the thing from happening at all?
I think it's for the next day. I'll see. So it says that I just looked it up. It says it reduces the need of drinking the next day with no or less hangover symptoms. So you probably do it in advance.
Oh, so you take it first, and then you get wasted, and then you're fine the next day.
Yeah.
So and it just helps you break, process the alcohol as you ingest it.
Right. Huh. Without poisoning yourself. I guess you can, it's a tablet. It comes in a tablet, and you can probably order it online, too. Let's say it's at the all
Spell
major.
Spell it one more time for people.
L, the letter L, like Lisa, dash cysteine, C-Y-S-T-E-I-N-E.
It's an amino acid.
Yeah, he said that.
I
You're
did say
listening.
That.
Human.
I'm just repeating it.
He is just repeating it.
That's John's my husband, by the way. Point. John is, you know, he's here for moral support. When I can't have my radio husband, I got to have my real husband.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Everybody man. Knows about Guitar John. And he's highlighted heavily, especially in the Alice973 Instagram that was posted this morning. He's amazing.
Oh, you did one this morning? Are you talking about the one from yesterday?
The one from yesterday was posted this morning.
Got it. Okay, yes, you can check it out. He's super annoying on that one, playing the song you don't want to hear, I promise.
Oh, well, wow. I love it. You know, it's a song that gets stuck in your head. I mean, it's a great jingle, properly written. For you kids out there who want to make some money and you guys are really good at social media, Bud Light is hiring a chief meme officer. $5,000 a month. All right.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not bad, right?
That's, so if you like making memes.
Yeah, if you like making memes and, you know, for the sake of, like, internet points, it's time to sell out, baby. It says Bud Light Seltzer, because seltzer is, like, a thing now. Everybody's making their own seltzer. We got Corona,
right, White Claw.
Seltzer. We have White Claw. They got right. Truly. They got all kinds of seltzers now, and they're paying somebody $5,000 a month. But for now, I think it's just for 3 months to create memes and share them on social media. Anyone can apply for this job. Let's see if I can find where it is. It doesn't really say right now. I got this from CBS Orlando.
That's a job, though, that if you killed it for them for 3 months at $5,000, like, I could see that turning into, like,
a
there are people
job.
Who absolutely kill it on, you just think, wow, thank goodness for social media, or you'd be a total loser. You know, you are killing it on here. Right. Like, what else are you cut out for in life? Nothing. But you're killing it online, man. Woo!
It's incredible. I mean, it's a great way get the word out, and, you know, it's a whole new world, so... The only requirement is that you have to be above the age of 21 share some of your sample memes to show that you're capable, and applications are due by September 18th. So look it up. Some
All
good
right.
money out
I'll
there
do
to be
it.
Made.
Yeah. It's great.
All right. And so this story is for you, Sarah. You like Thank to take you. Your top off, don't you? So,
oh, yeah. You know me. Yeah. Always whipping out the girls.
I got to say,
Whip them out Wednesday.
Women are posing topless on mountains in the name of empowerment. So I think it's a really good, you know, it's for a good cause.
So I should go climb up Mount Tam right now and...
Yeah, whatever you want.
Just take off my top.
Want, you know, the little mole hills that you have in the backyard. Just stay on top of that.
Really? So you're just saying take your top off. That's what you're saying.
I know you're lazy. You know, I want to make it easy for you to show, you know, your empowerment.
It's already easy for me to show my empowerment. I piss and moan all morning on the radio.
Well, I mean, go a part of this
I have
trend.
A voice. I don't need to show my boobs to be empowered. But if someone else feels empowered that way, Nicole, if you want to do it, I would support you.
Wait a minute. So women that are hiking or taking their tops off?
Well, I don't.
I came into the
so John wants
I don't
to go for
what's going on.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I just heard take your did top you, did, off.
John apparently wants to go for a hike now to see if you know he can find any empowered women. He's like he's you know very supportive of that.
Okay.
Well, I was supporting women on TikTok.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean TikTok's great.
No comment.
All right. Well, it doesn't sound as, I mean, it sounds a lot more than what you're probably imagining. It's actually women are sharing photos topless, but they usually show their bare back, not the front. There's the catch.
Oh, yeah, I can do that. I'll do that on a molehill today. No problem.
Oh, you should. Yeah, that's not that bad. You could probably.
I'm not doing that. Don't be silly.
Oh, whatever.
Don't follow. If you're thinking about following me so you can see me topless even from the back, don't bother. Do not bother. It's not happening. I promise. The clothes stay on. It's just.
Come on, it's Friday, Sarah. Keep the mood up, please.
It doesn't matter. I'm 50 something. What am I? 53 years old.
It doesn't matter,
I'm not
Sarah.
Doing it. My days of yanking my top
off
are over.
A bare back's a bare back, okay? And on that note, Kellogg's.
Someone get JJR on the phone.
Kellogg's accidentally named a new waffles after a filthy slang term. hilarious. Ooh. I love this so much.
What?
Yeah, so they
are
are
they dirty Sanchez waffles?
They're called blue waffles.
Blue oh, so you're saying that somebody, well, there's some condition where they call it a blue, that chick's got a blue waffle going on?
Do you know what a blue waffle is?
Well,
Nicole knows. We've talked about this on the air before.
I definitely pulled up the picture for you,
and you lost it.
I think it was when Brandon and I were interns, because Brandon looked it up.
This is probably years ago. I remember it being in the studio losing it.
Brandon looked it up, and he like flipped out.
I don't know. John's looking it up right now.
John, look
the
it up.
The research department's hard at work. Go ahead, John. Click
I mean,
it.
I would almost see images. I would almost tell you not to look at the images because
because what is it exactly? I forget.
Well, it has to do with the woman area that is infected with I think it's an STD, I believe. Mm-hmm. So
there's a blue waffle STD.
They call it
a slang term. I don't know
for what. Which of the ones is it?
I didn't go that.
Oh,
far.
Oh boy! Oh, you know what it is? It looks like warts.
Yeah.
Oh God, that is, I can't. John, turn, close that. We can't look at that.
Sarah, look at it. Look at it.
No.
This is what happened last time.
Oh, that's terrible.
And I just wanted to report that because I thought it was crazy.
Because Kellogg's was like, hey, we're going blue waffles. We're not going to call them blueberry waffles. We're just going to call them blue waffles. We just added blueberry sauce to it. They're delicious. Surely try them. Oh boy.
Apparently in the UK, they're called mermaid waffles, but
they should have gone with that here.
They didn't do their research beforehand. You know what? I want to do a quick couple texts. You know what? Let's just get to text on the other side of this because...
Yeah, take a quick break and we'll get to what everyone had to say. And thanks for weighing in, everybody. 800-400-3697. Still plenty of time to get a text in under the wire. Back after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.